Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
How is Big Fatty?
Big Fatty is fat. He was trying to lose he was trying to lose some weight for his like 150th reunion or whatever. But
it's not just a clever name. He's really fat. I thought it was just a clever name.
He is slightly rotund.
He is not. The only thing fat on him is his balls.
Yes, that is true.
Juicy, basically his testicles have their own zip code.
Like, I wouldn't want extra weight there. Like, if my vagina all of a sudden got really fat, I would not.
That's your cookie business name, Fat Vagina.
Oh my God! It would be a runaway. It would be a runaway bestseller.
If I had to buy a different size underwear to accommodate my vagina, I'd be pissed.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He is slightly rotund. Oh my God!
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2898 of the BFO right. The 8th of March 2019, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and we've got something interesting in the mail. Hello, Nervies. Big Fatty, that's Big Ricky's thing. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you have all right. Is going well. Y'all, you're nervies today because y'all, I got something in the U.S. Postal Service today. And y'all, I'm going to open it. I thought about this and I wasn't sure if I was going to open it and just read it to myself or if I was going to open it and read it on the little show. And y'all, I think I'm just going to open it and read it on the little show. Yes, Big Fatty, but I'm going to wait. So stay tuned. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll stay tuned. More to come.
Happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today for right through the 8th, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium today. Y'all, you know him from that stinky orangutans. Yes, Big Fatty, you gave that up for Lent. That was the airplane show I gave up for Lent. Oh, yes, that's right. Y'all, it is the anniversarium of Big Ricky. Oh, Big Ricky, Big Ricky! And the provider, yes, Big Ricky. Y'all, you know, they got hitched down there in the flow rider. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, as one does. So, y'all, and I don't know how many, it's been several years since they got hitched. Big Fatty, as a Big Ricky's quite the ball and chain for the provider, it's true. Y'all, if you see Big Ricky or the provider on the 20, or the face wish them a happy anniversary. And Big Fatty, do you think that they will go to Tank Noodle for their anniversary? No. I would guess that they'll probably go to the White Castle or something. Yes, Big Fatty?
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy,
this weekend we have not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, today for right. Y'all, I've met this person a couple of times. I think once in the Lost Wages and once at the Miserable Wizard of Game of Thrones. And I may have that wrong, but I don't think so. Y'all, is that John in Vermont? Oh, Big Ricky, we love John in Vermont. Where's he from? I'm not sure where John in Vermont is from, but Big Fanny, perhaps he likes maple syrup. Could be. And then the second person's celebration of exiting the birth canal is Tamari. And y'all, he is up there where it's colder than a witch's tit. Big Fanny, Walnut Hills? No, that's the surface of the sun. Y'all, it's Eric. It is Eric in the Minnesota. Big Fanny, the Laughing Buddha says that they're getting 12 inches. Big Fanny, was he being vulgar when he said? No, he was not. Eric used to listen to the Lou Show. I don't know if Eric still does or not, but we'll wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal nonetheless. So, y'all, if you see John in Vermont or Eric in the Minnesota, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fanny, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, I see y'all. three little things during this segment here. Number one, y'all, pause at 2 a.m. in the morning on Sunday morning, and think of the old gal and I as we say farewell to Standard Time. Y'all, we spring forward Sunday when we retire Saturday night. And we switch from Standard Time to Daylight Saving Time. And please think of us when you do that. Y'all, the second thing, Princess Hana, keep her in your thoughts this weekend. Because, y'all, this weekend marks 8 years since her daddy left this earth. And it's kind of hitting her kind of hard. Anyway, keep her in your thoughts this weekend, Princess Hana. I hope you'll use the weekend to think of good thoughts and remembrances about him. And y'all, the last thing is this card I got in the mail. Y'all, it is from Ms. Ida Ullman. And y'all, that's Mags's mama. And y'all, it's addressed to Big Fatty. And y'all, I just don't know what to expect when I open this. And I didn't know Mags's mama had my address. But I'm just going to open it up here and just see what it says. And I'm just going to read it to you. It says, perhaps you saw someone post this online, but if not, we wanted you to know that our dear son Matthew was killed in a car accident on February the 4th. He so enjoyed your podcast and meeting you in Vegas. Please keep him in your thoughts. He smiled every time he spoke of you. And isn't that the sweetest thing? And y'all, it's a little program from his funeral. And y'all, what a nice thing for his mother to send that to me. Y'all, aww.
Thank you.
such a sweet cat. It truly was. And, you know, I'm sure that's the first time she's ever written a card to Big Fatty or any name like that. Big Fatty, you've already ruined her now. Y'all, let's just say, after I recoded, by the way, I'm recoding this much later than normal. I'm sure there are those who like to sneak the little show early or worried sick, I tell you. It's coming. Yes, because you just gotta bounce it and throw some lemons at an egret and it'll be ready to listen to. Anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I ate half of that. You know, I told you I got the chicken tender submarine sandwich at the Von's East on Wednesday, and with the sweet sriracha sauce on it. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. I ate half of that thing, and it, Big Fatty, you didn't have to trim your nose hairs, that's for sure. And y'all, it burned all the way down. And all I could think of as it was going down is how it was going to burn on the way out. Yes, Big Fatty! But I mean, my lips were on fire. Big Fatty, you're talking about your mouth, right? Yes. Well, on hump day, I was talking about my mouth. Wednesday night, I watched the episode of The Good Doctor that I had recorded, and then, of course, I was watching The Survivor, and Big Fatty, you gonna play the music? No, I think I'm just gonna wait and enjoy the music on Survivor's Ready, which we'll be recording this Sunday night. live over there at the Pride 48. 9:30 p.m. in the evening. That'll be Eastern Daylight Time. Yes, Big Fatty. On Sunday, old Cricket Hat and the Faye Driver, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, couldn't be bothered to join us this season. And Evan Ayer, Survivor Savant, is much too busy. Anyway, if y'all, if there's any of you who watch the Survivor, y'all, I don't know if if you know this or not, but Sam in the Hinterlands, y'all, she's watching it with her daughter now. And y'all, it makes me a little uneasy. I've got to say, it makes me a little uneasy because Sam in the Hinterlands are trading opinions on who is the hottest of the Menses. And y'all, she really likes Chris's where Big Fatty, that big old schlong in his pants. Yes, that too. And his tattoo. And but she loves Gavin. Big Fatty of the Stick It With a Poke? No. On the Survivor. Oh, and Joe is growing on her. I like that mustache. That mustache has gotta go. It's true. Anyway, so y'all will be recording that this weekend. It was cold again. It was cold again Wednesday night. Y'all, I slept so well. I did have a little tickle in my throat when I was having lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. So, y'all, I took a dose of the NyQuil. And, y'all, I really did sleep like a baby between the cool air coming in. You know, I crack a window. Big Fatty, you need to get that repaired. No, I raised the window. And y'all got up on Thursday morning. I had my coffee. Y'all on Thursday morning. Oh, the other thing I did Wednesday night is, y'all, I made up a batch of sausage balls. So they're in the freezer. And y'all, I had a half a pound of regular sausage and a half a pound of hot sausage left over. So y'all, I took that pound of sausage and I made it into three giant patties. And y'all, I've come up with the next greatest idea. Y'all, it's the third of a pound sausage biscuit. Y'all, it was absolutely absolutely delicious. The thing with a sausage biscuit, you know, first of all, you got to put the yellow mustard on it. Yes, Big Fatty, you've told us that 100 times. You want to tell it 101? Y'all, you've got to put the yellow mustard on it. But y'all, it was so nice to have a big, thick patty. Y'all, I'm surprised none of these fast food joints hadn't come up with the quarter pound sausage biscuit. Y'all, I think they'd make a fortune on it, because nobody else does that. Yes, Big Fatty, it's like stealing from the old gal. By the way, y'all, I'm trying to steal something from the Gayish boys, but I've yet to hear from them. Big Fatty, what is it? I can't tell you. But y'all, it was just lovely to have a big old meaty sausage patty. Big Fatty, for my breakfast. Y'all, then I went for my nipple walk, and y'all, that sweet sriracha sandwich started kicking in along with the coffee. Y'all had to cut the nipple whack. Big Fatty, the nipple walk short. And y'all, I was clenching as I returned to the villa. But y'all, I'm going to tell you what, if you thought my lips were burning on Wednesday, Big Fatty, the lower lips were burning on Thursday. It's true. Y'all, it's like I told Miss Kitty, sometimes, you know, the day's just not going to get any better after you've had an explosive lower lip burning exiting. Yes, Big Fatty. Then I got my shower, and y'all, I went and took advantage of Sadie's shearing services to get ready for my big weekend trip. And I'll tell you all about that on Monday. And y'all, then this afternoon, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! And y'all, it was my long haired. Okay, yes, it was lovely. It was my long haired gentleman caller. We had set this up in advance. Yes, in advance. And y'all, he came over about 2:15 p.m. in the evening and stayed till about 6:15 p.m. Big Fatty. Y'all, it was just what the doctor ordered. Yes, Big Fatty. Dr. Stone's going to have to replenish his prescription pad, I guess so. Y'all, then I had the other half of that sriracha sandwich. Y'all, I did blot off a lot of the sriracha sauce, because I don't need to be having explosive bowels as I climb into Durwood's truck later today. No, Big Fatty, you're going to have that kale salad before you climb in Durwood's truck today. Well, is that plan? Oh, Nick, I see. There is that plan. Kale solid will make me gassy as they come. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, Granny, I love that. My Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan, y'all, he took the cheese challenge. He didn't quite understand it, y'all. He threw a package, half a pound of Swiss cheese at Logan, hit him in the lap. Big Fatty, he ain't right. Y'all, speaking of he ain't right, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mr. Cackle Show. And Mr. Cackle, what do you think of Big Fatty?
He is slightly rotund.
Big Fatty, I'm surprised he has time for you. He's got the world's best credit score.
You can comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.